Good morning. And welcome to the worship of the Lord on this Sunday of the Holy Trinity. Are there any announcements other than those in the bulletin that anyone needs to share this morning? If not, O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Today we celebrate the name of God, Holy Blessed Trinity. There's no other day quite like this one in the church's year. There's no other God like ours. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As you are able, if you would please rise for confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. We confess that we have sinned against you, when we were loaded by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
In the Bible, wisdom has many faces. It is portrayed in terms sometimes human and sometimes divine. Often it is personified as feminine. In this passage, woman wisdom is depicted not only as the first creation of God, but also as God's helper, rejoicing in God's creation, especially in human beings. First reading is from the 8th chapter of Proverbs. The lesson reads, Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way at the crossroads she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master worker. And it was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race." Here ends the reading. Paul describes the life of faith with reference to God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Even now, we have peace with God through Jesus, and our hope for the future is grounded in the love of God that we experience through Christ's Holy Spirit. Second reading is from the 5th chapter of Romans. The lesson reads, "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Here ends the reading.
Ongoing presence with the disciples will be borne by the coming Holy Spirit, who will guide them and communicate to them Jesus' will and glory. The Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 16. Jesus said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Will the children come up, please?
There's more coming. Good morning. It's good to see you all this morning. Well, I have two calendars with me today. Let's see. Here's the first one. You possibly have one similar to this at home. And let me get to the month. Okay, here's the month. Can anybody find where today is on the calendar? And read to me what it says. Anybody want to do that? You want to do it? Okay. Where is today? Okay, June the 16th. What's in those little words down there? Father's Day. Did you know that? Yes, I bet you did. Yes, today is Father's Day on this calendar that you have, like what you might have at home. And that's a special day for you, isn't it? Yes. How many of you told your daddy this morning that you love him and gave him a hug? Did anybody do that? Good. Well, if you didn't, you'll have to do that today. Okay? Well, I have another calendar with me. This one is called the church year calendar. Have you ever seen one like that? That's what the pastors use and the altar guild and so on, so that they know what day of the church year it is. Okay, I think you raised your hand over here before. Here's June the 16th. Can you tell me what that says? The Holy Trinity. Did you ever hear about that? Okay, well, June 16th on our calendar, the Holy Trinity is a very, very special day in our church year. And on this day, we think of the three parts of God. And I have something to show you there, too. Okay, the three parts of God are God the Father. You know that, don't you? And he created the world and he created life. We also have God the Son, who we normally called Jesus, who gives us perfect love and care, and also God the Holy Spirit, who encourages us, he strengthens us, and he supports us. And they're all a part of the Trinity, three in one. Okay, and just alike, we show our how much we love our own fathers here, who give us, we talked about giving them a hug. We also can show God, our Father, that we love him with the way that we live. Okay? Can we have a prayer? Dear God, we know that we cannot fully understand how great and wonderful you really are. But we thank you for revealing yourself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, if you remember, I bring lollipops with me. So before you go back, I'm going to say, take one for yourself and take one for your daddy. Okay? All right. You going to pass them out? Okay, thank you. Thanks for being here today. It's good to see all of you. Are you enjoying your summer vacation? Yeah. Okay. That's a great thing to see.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of us here today are old enough to remember of the late Cardinal Cushing. He served as the Archbishop of Boston from 1944 until his death in 1970. Well, Cardinal Cushing told about an event that happened to him when he was serving as a parish priest. One day, he was summoned to a store to give the last rites to a man that had collapsed. Following the custom of his church, he knelt by the man and he asked, "Do you believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit?" Then the cardinal said, the man roused a little. He opened one eye and he said, "Here I am dying and you ask me a riddle?" Folks, there is no other religion on earth that teaches us this puzzling riddle, this mystery of God. And although the word Trinity does not appear anywhere in the Bible, references are made to it beginning in Genesis and at other times throughout Scripture. God's divine riddle of the Trinity, one in three and three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is too complex for our small human minds to understand. And interestingly, Jesus' disciples give us real good proof of this. In our text this morning for this Holy Trinity Sunday, Jesus was keenly aware that the disciples were not able to comprehend all the things that he wanted to tell them about himself. Even though, think about this, even though these 12 men laughed, played, and cried with Jesus, even though they saw Jesus heal people, they saw Jesus bring a few dead people back to life, and they were utterly amazed as they watched their rabbi feed a crowd of thousands and keep them spellbound with his words. Yet even though they witnessed all these things in Rabbi Jesus, they lived with him day and night for 3 years, every one of them remained absolutely clueless about the Trinity. So in the text this morning, I read it this way. God tried to assure the disciples that they didn't need to worry because the Holy Spirit of truth would come and guide them into all truth. Okay. What was Jesus talking about? We need to remember, Jesus said to the disciples, "I am the truth." So the truth of who God is comes to us by way of Jesus, God the Son. And the disciples can only come to believe all the things that Jesus had been teaching them when, listen to this, the Holy Spirit of our risen, ascended, and glorified Christ revealed it to them in His Holy Spirit. And it's Jesus' Holy Spirit, folks, that leads you and me to have faith in this mystery of the Holy Trinity, because it blows our mind without the help of the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into the faith to believe. Now, I don't know what this day in the church year does for all of you, but for me, each year, as we celebrate Holy Trinity Sunday, reminds me of two things. And the first is that Charlie Hershberger isn't as smart as I think I am. When it comes right down to it, we don't know all that much about God. What little glimpse of God was revealed to us over three short years is nothing compared to the unfathomable love and strength and power and glory of God Almighty. The second thing that today reminds me of is the prophet Micah's words. He told us exactly what this awesome God we worship requires of us. That is to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. Now, don't you think all of us should be trying harder in our lives to do these three things to please the Holy Trinity? Amen. One God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made of one being. Him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sin. For the life of the world to come. Amen.
Joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer our prayers for those in need. For the church throughout the world and its leaders, that the work of the Spirit unite us in Christ to proclaim the wonders of God. Let us pray. For the majesty of creation, the moon and stars that enlighten the night, the birds that inhabit the sky, and the fish that reside in the seas, that all creatures flourish together. Let us pray. For all levels of government, for wisdom and truth displayed in world leaders, and for international relief agencies, that God's love poured into our hearts extend to all people and nations. Let us pray. For the sick, that they are comforted. For the despairing, that they receive hope. For infants and children, that they may be granted nourishing caretakers. For all who cry out to God in any need. Today we pray especially for our shut-ins, for the sick, and those who may be grieving, who are in our hearts and minds. Let us pray. For all who provide fatherly care and guidance, for those estranged from family, for friends and neighbors, and for our congregation, and for the other congregations that today are worshiping in our conference, that God's mercy serve as a model for all relationships, let us pray. In thanksgiving for the faithful departed who now rest from their labors, that we cling to the hope of sharing with them the glory of God. Let us pray. Merciful God, you hear the prayers of your people, and even before they are spoken, we commend these and all our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Also with
you. Share God's peace. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, for the greening earth given for all, for the talents we are given to share, and for this bread and wine. Transform us to be the body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our salutary, and we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. You've revealed your glory as the glory, you have revealed your glory as the glory also of your Son and the Holy Spirit, three persons, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, yet one Lord, one God, even to be adored in your everlasting glory. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread. He gave thanks and gave it for all to eat, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all glory and honor, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God invites you to this table of bounty. Come, the banquet is ready. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
made at Christ, given for you. The body of Christ, given for you.
Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace.
Amen. The Lord and sing His praise. Tell everyone what He has done.
Let us pray. O God, in this holy communion, you have welcomed us into your presence, nourished us with words of mercy, and fed us at your table. Amid the cares of this life, strengthen us to love you with all our heart, serve our neighbors with a willing spirit, and honor the earth you have made through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Live your lives in Christ, rooted and built up in Him, and abound in thanksgiving and the blessing of the Holy Trinity, one God, be upon you and remain with you forever. Go in peace. Christ is sending you.